Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy spoke to reporters.
The United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and maintaining the stability on the Korean Peninsula, to include extended deterrence provided by our conventional forces and our nuclear umbrella.
The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Saada province. The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It adds that the number of casualties will rise, as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital. Egypt held an opening session of Parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The Assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved a democratically elected legislature dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria met with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran Sunday.
In Riyadh, I got that type of assurance, and that reassures me and the Secretary General. In Tehran, I got the same assurance that the tensions, which are unfortunately ongoing, are not going to be affecting neither the Vienna momentum nor the Geneva talks.
Stefan de Mistura's office said the discussions were useful. They came ahead of peace talks on Syria scheduled for later this month in Geneva. Arab League foreign ministers expressed solidarity with Saudi Arabia during a meeting Sunday in Cairo to discuss the recent attacks on its diplomatic missions in Iran. Edward Uranian reports.
The gathering of Arab foreign ministers and diplomats applauded as the United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed blasted Iran. He claims that Iran uses sectarianism as a tool to impose its hegemony over the region and to meddle in the internal affairs of Arab states. He alleged that it supports extremist groups, trains and arms terrorists, and creates militias to spread chaos and violence and destabilize the area. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
An international rights organization is accusing Yemen's Houthi rebels of arbitrarily detaining dozens of people in the capital, Sana'a. The rebel group detained at least 35 people between August 2014 and October 2015, according to a report released Sunday by Human Rights Watch. 27 of those detained are reported still in custody. Many have links to a rival Sunni party. Pakistan is set to host four-way talks Monday on reviving the Afghan peace process. The talks will include Afghanistan, China, and the United States. Republican Party presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are in a virtual dead heat in Iowa. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also locked in a close race there. Those figures come from the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll. A newly arrived Syrian refugee and a Muslim former U.S. soldier will be among the White House invitees sitting with First Lady Michelle Obama Tuesday at President Barack Obama's final State of the Union address. A choice of guests for the First Lady often reflects the president's priorities. The symbolism of those guests is unmistakable at a time when Republican lawmakers and candidates are ramping up their criticism of the idea of accepting more Syrian refugees under the current vetting process. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.